We are on Daf Yutches Amud Aleph, the bottom of the yoke. Five lines from the bottom, Rav Shimon Machsho. We hear in the Mishpe, Nichtav Bayoim, V'nechtam Balayla. So Rav Shimon said it's a kosher get, even though it's a mugdim, even though this man is from the Shas Ksive, and it was first Nechtam Balayla. Omarove, my time with the Rav Shimon, Kosova, Kivin Shenosan, Einov Legarsha, Shuv, Einloi Peiris. So the minute when he wrote a get, so he intends, that's already intends to be Megarisha, so he loses the Peiris. So this man is telling us the exact man when he's losing the Peiris. So it doesn't matter if it was Chosom or not, because this man of Ibut Peiris is from the Ksive, so that's the right smart. So what does Rashi say? Ein loy Peiris, v'chi tolfo, mizman Ksive, bedin tolfo. If she'll be Teiref from the zman Ksive, so she's Teiref Kedin. Omar Reish Lakish, lehichshe Rav Shimon elo la'alta. Rav Shimon was only machshir if was nichtav bayoim, v'nechtam balayla. That means there was not a large span of time between the ksive and the chsime. It was consecutive. The ksive was bayoim, the chsime was balayla. So memela, so they're the only problem who could be a problem of mugdim, so that Shimon knows there's no problem of mugdim, kibin shanos neimub legarsha, shuv les lepeis. Avo mikan badasore yomim. What is if there was a span of time from the ksive till the gmar hachsime? That means it was first nechtam after 10 days, or there was that so between the ksive and the chsime there was a 10-day period. Like, then it's apostolaget. Why is it apostolaget? So we would ask, I mean, the cheshben is, kimin shenos neinov legarsha shuv les lepeiris. So what's the difference if they chasmet at night, or if they chasmet 10 days later? About, there's no problem. So Reish Lakish said, chayshinon shemo pius. If there is a long period of time between the ksive and the chsime, so there is a nuchshash over here. Shema piyus, Rashi says, as ishtoi b'seichkach. It was a long period of time, so maybe in between, and let's just be mamtik a little bit, Taisvis mentions over here on the Kude, that really the get wasn't even gechasmet yet. So memele, this was only, the whole get was only in an embryonic stage. So there's a svara to say, maybe in between he changed his mind and there was pious and they made up and he was boil up. And what is? And then it's a get yoshan. If he was boil after this man, so that's a get yoshan. It was boil between the ksive and the sina. So people will say she was geget from the ksive. And the child that was born later, that is ready, that was born mitoich snus. So we're putting a blemish on a potential child, so they pass all the get. So Mamela Reish Lakish said, even though, Reish Lakish is saying chidushin, that means even though we don't know of anything, we don't know where there was pious, no pious, there's no fanfare, and there's nothing. And Lamaisi gave her the get after 10 days, so we see if all there was peace, the peace existed only a short period of time, and then they were back to fighting. And he gave her a get. Abba afal pikein, we have to be chayish since there was a period of time that they're living both together. We have to be chayish. Maybe in between there was a peace, and in the middle of the get will be posel al tzofi get yosh. That's what Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu mikan ba'ad asor yomim. Afilu mikan ba'ad asor yomim. No, in this case, that they wrote it one day and the chsima was 10 days later. You don't have to be chayish for piyus of a get yoshnim. Isa, the piyus, kola islay lemilsim. If there would have been piyus, there would have been a kol. So very interesting Rashi. So Rashi says, kola islay lemilsim. Shashchenim vashchenois shoymim tago uketota shebein ishli ishtoi. That means that we don't have soundproof houses, not bisman chazal for sure. So the whole time they were fighting, they had pots and pans being thrown and screaming. That was the norm of this bias. It was a bias oimidli porit. V'chashe yishkeit es rivon, if in between there would have been a pius, so that would be a low. So they would have heard about it. That means the noise coming from that house stopped. Hakel magishim. Everyone would know about it. That means the silence would speak in a very loud voice, that everyone would be aware of it. And since no one heard that it's quiet, so we have to assume that Dvarim Kav Yosam, just like when the get was written, they were fighting. So Mistam, and the whole week, and the whole time, we heard fighting between them. They don't have to declare that there was a lull in between, and there was a pious, and he was misyached with her, and he was boil, and it's a get yosh. So the memela, so Betzim Aces Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, the Emerson, you're right, there would be a mocking to be chayish shema pious, but we have proof that there wasn't pious from the zakel, that they didn't stop fighting. Let us just go a little further, but I just like to mention the Rishash is Moirer. What's this magic number of 10 days? It's 10 days. He wants to say it's an interesting thing. In a 10-day period, a person changes his mind. He changes that the Sarah Shemay Chuvips. 10 days he can, a 10-day period. But the Bichas Avrom Tainis, in Yerushalmi, it says, not like that. The Yerushalmi, there's a machlekes in Yerushalmi, this machlekes. So one man, the Yomar, says, Davke nechtam balaylo. If it was gechasmed at night, so then it's kosher according to Shimon. But what if it was nechtam lemochor, the next day, it's possible. Chashin Hashem appears. So from the Yerushalmi, you see, there's no magic number of 10 days. That means if the chsima was immediately after the chsiva, then there's nothing more to worry about. But if this was even, if there was even a small span of time, that means the night passed already and the get wasn't gechasmet, so I can be chayish, shem bapir. That's how the bichazim brings down the Yerushalayim. But let us learn the Gemara further. Itma. Omar la'asore kisvu get le'ishti. A person told 10 people, write a get for my wife. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Mishum Edim. 2 of these 10 are Edim, the Edim on the get, Edich Sime, V'kulam Mishum Tnai, in the rest, the 8. So that's a Tnai. That means he wanted 10 on the get. So it doesn't mean that 10 Edim. You only need 2 Edim. But he wanted 10 on the get. So it means he wanted the other 8 people should chasma also, but not betoyres Edis. What's the purpose of them chasmaning? So she should be nisbayish. A lot of people should know she's being a get. So that's a busha for her. 10 people are signing on the get. But he doesn't mean that all 10 should have hilchos Edis. But he wants 10 signers on the get to sign on this document that he's giving his wife a get. Reish Lakish Omar Kulam Mishum Edim. Reish Lakish said no. He said that the 10, so it means all 10 should be 8. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, what is the case? Ilemed Lei Omalu Kulchem. He went over to 10 people and he said, Kisvu, write a get for my wife. And he's talking to 10 people. He addressed 10 people. So ilay me dloy amalu kulchem, but nan amala sorakis forget li ishti, echot kaisei, ushnaim chaisme. We learned If a person spoke to 10 people, kisu get lishti, you don't need 10 people, b'chlal, echad kaisu v'shnayim chaismin. So we see from this Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish, both of them held that you need all 10 for chasmin, and the shailas and lomdis, what are they accomplishing? Are they eidim? Is it a t'nai? And here it says in the Mishnah that you don't need all 10 to chasmin. Ela da'amalo kuchem. Now speaking about, he told kuchem. That means when he addressed these 10 people, he told kuchem kiswa get leishti. So then we need that we should have maybe echad kaisiv and tisha chasmin. Fine. So now we know the story. The story between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what the case is. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim niskaven lachtem boy, v'shem Eidin. V'kulom lehichtem boy, elo levaisha berabim. I want that you should have a lot of chsumim on her get. But that's at night. That's what Rabbi Yochanan knows. I wanted all of them should be eidim. So the Gemara asked, we learned the Mishnah, if he said, kisvu get lishti amala sore. So the din is echad kaisa v'shtayim chaisme v'kosh lo tavayu. So sakashu sayin Rabbi Yochanan, sayin Rish Lakish, domo yikulam tzrichen lachte. Elo doma kulchem, leishov ye gite ad achsimi kulu. Kulchem means that all of them should be able. Frek the gemore mai binayu. What is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? We hear that Shalom de Shemach Likis, are all of them Eidim, are two of them Eidim, and the rest are Tanai. I mean, Lamai Nafkamina, but Lamai is all after Chasma, so what's the Nafkamina in Lomdis if they're Eidim or Tanai? So the Gemara says two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, Ika Binayu, Dechosim Beitrei Minayu Biyayme, that two of them, that was the case when they all have to chasme, two of them chasmed the same day that the get was written. The Enoch and the others, Mikan, Badasore Yomim, they chasmed later. So the male is a murder can man, the Alma Mishim Tanai Kosha. The one that says Al Tanai is Kosha because it's a kosher get. It's not a Mukdim. The get was written and gechasmed the same day. These are the two Eidim. The others, which is a Tanai, that means that has nothing to do with the get, so the get is not a Mugdam. It was Nichtav v'nechtam b'yoyim Echa. Uman dom emishim Eidim posel, but according to Rish Lakish, it will be posel, because it only becomes a get, b'gmach simas Eidim. When all Eidim chasm, then it becomes a get. So that's Nichtav b'yoyim. Menechtam, now the Sora Yomer, so my male is the Sachsoran of Mukhtim. So that's one Nafkamina. Hinami another Nafkamina, Kigain Shanimsa Echad Mem Kora Vaypostle. Another Nafkamina will be that one of these Chosmim is a Kora. Laman de Oma Mishum Tanai Kosha. If the Tam is Al Tanai, so it's Kosha. Because so by a Tanai, a Korov could also chasme. Mandom emishem Eidim posel, but if you hold all of them are Eidim, so you have a klal, nimtzachem em Korov a posel, they do some betayla. That'll posel the whole get. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, mai binayu, bein mishem Tanai, bein mishem Eidim, kulam tzrichem lachte. Doch inam itnam b'seifa dahi kulchem kisvu get lishti echad kaisa v'kulam chaisman all the rest are chaisam. So the Gemara said, there'll be an afkemin if two wrote the same day, two chasmid the same day, and the rest chasmid vada sarayam. V'koydim shanosnu lo chosmu kulam. Uman mi omushim eidim posul, lehava eidish lehmat shiichtamu kulam. It means it only becomes Edis when all chasmet. So, the kivin the kum machasme b'yem ksibosai havele mugdim. So it's a mugdim, it's nichtav b'yem v'nechtam lachazma. Another nafkamid be, will be nimtzach mem korovei posel, v'kamlo b'san hedrim, afilo meya edim, nimtzach od korovei posel, eidusam b'teil. So now the Gemara asks now a new shayla. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shnayim Mishum Eidim v'kulam Mishum Tanai. Klal the Gemara shayla. But the Gemara says, Ichosum b'tchila korav eposum. What is if the first Eid Achosum was a korav eposum? Omri lo kosher v'omri lo posum. So the machlok is, if it's a kosher get or not. Omri lo kosher, tnayu, lemaise, it's a tnay. And the kabone of the mitzave, I can rightfully assume, was that the kosher eidim should be eidim, and the posel eidim should chasmel a tnay. So this is mestome, the kabones of the mitzave. So, what gave me on that had yet koifetz paroish, that the first chayisim was a korev, was a puzzle, but lemaise, I assume that the ksheirim are eidim and the psulim are tanai. Amri la puzzle, also lechlufei b'shtoriz dalman. Maybe we'll be machlev between other stories, and we'll think that a korv is kosher later. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ichosim betchil a korv eposel, Bishnayim arishayim chosim a korv, Kulam chosim a baybayim. Amri lo kosher, Lemandom a mishim tnai, Dafal gab de ichtem bereish a korv eposel, even though he's the first one that chasmin, Heidis tiskayim beruyim leidis, Heidis bimshayim beruyim leidis, Buhu yechoshev le tnai. The mistome, I have to assume, as aksheirim mino l'shem eidis, v'akorim l'tnai. So memele, that seder, achsime, doesn't in any way affect the get. That was zichem shat in the tzivui. The one that says posel, ose l'chubi b'shtar tam, the kim in the chosem b'reishe, ose meime, zevad l'shem eidis chosem. People will say that the first one, mistome, is chasem l'shem eidis, ויחשירו קורב בכל השטורס, או ממחשיר הקורב בכל השטורס. זאת תגמור הביתה. אהו דאומלו לסורי כיסבו גט לאשתי. A person told 10 people, you should write a גט לאשתי. חוסם ביתכי מיני ביימי, סמי סת כולכם, And two of them chasmed that day. Be'inach mikan v'adasoriyom. So now, this case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. So tshnayim mishum eidis, v'kulam mishum tnai, so it's not a mukdim. The get was gechasmed the day of the ksive. According to Reish Lakish, it's a mukdim. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, this was a Maisa Shoya. They came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omalei, kedaihu Rab Shimon lismoich olov b'shas adchak. So now, let us figure out what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it seems, he held like Reish Lakish, that what kulam mishamede, and it should be a mugdim. It should be a mugdim. But Rav Shimon holds that there's no psul mukdim by get. So Memelis, he said, b'shas adchak, it means machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, and normally we paskin like the Chachamim, over b'shas adchak we can be samech on Rav Shimon, and we'll say that it's a kosher get. What does Rashi say? Hudam alasore kulchem, said Kulchem. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Tayu Rab Shimon, the Masnis, and the Manichto, Vyev, and Nechta, Balayla, Kosher. This machalo b'shas adchak. Why is it a shas adchak? So make a nuget. I mean, what's the shas adchak? So Rashi says two things. Sheholach zeh ledak. He went away, so he's not around to write again. By nisis kvar, she's married already in begetzer. So now, so she's married. It's a bit of a geschäft now. Mamzerim and that. So memele. So kedai Rabbi Shimon lis machalo b'shas adchak. For so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Paskin, number one, like a shlokish, that kula mishemedi, and it is a mukdim, but since this is a shas hadchag, there's no husband around, she's married, or she's married, so we have to, we'll be semech and Rabbi Shimon that a mukdim is kosh. Like, so what is pshat? He holds like a shlokish, but he's saying Mechan Rab Shimon. He's according to Rab Yochanan, if Shnayim Mishimaidim Bekulam Mishimaidim, there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. It's like, who did you get? It was Nichta V'Nechtam Boi Bayoim. According to Reish Lokish, it's Kulam Mishimaidim, so it's apostle get, according to Bechachamim, but according to Rab Shimon, Kedai, who Rab Shimon is Wolf V'Shas Hatchak. Frek the Gemore, but we just learned from Reish Lokish, but there's a new problem. I feel Reish Lakish said, I feel according to Rab Shimon, since there was a large span of time between the Ksiv and the Gmar Chasime, we have to be afraid that what? We have to be afraid that, that Shema Pius. Maybe, Vomer Reish Lakish, if Rab Shimon El Alta, Ava Mikaba Sorayomim Loi, but he can Rabbi Yochanan's feeling. No, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not high Hashem or pious, because it would have been a curl. In fact, the Gemara, Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Mishamedim, Ve'kulom Mishamedim, oh, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. He's from Rabbi Yochanan's Chassidim, so there's no problem. So Shnayim Mishamedim, Ve'kulom Mishamedim. So what says, Ve'ikir Reish Lakish Sfirulei? That means he's not this person. In each machloikis, he had his hachro hutapaskin like. So memele, so when they, that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the shaila of kula mishum edim or shnai mishum edim that he held like a shlokish kula mishum edim. In the machloikis, chashinin shemapiyas, he held like a biyachin in the lechashinin lamapiyas, shemapiyas. So memele, so that's how this psak came about. That he said, really it is a mugdim, so we have to rely on Rab Shimon. On the Shashem or Pius, we don't have to be afraid because we pass on Rab Yochanan, the first Pius called the Islay. Svirale Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Vakulam Mishim Tnai, Venkan, if he holds like Rab Yochanan, Venkan Agdome, the Tnai Nina, Vafula Rabbonon Kosh, why did he say Tnai Rab Shimon? Let us just see for 1 minute Gemara Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Mishneh the middle Mishneh Beishami Imrim Peita Adam Ishtai Beget Yoshan. So, but the psul of get yoshan is the machlekes b'sham b'sil. Now, let's jump down four lines in the Gemara. Omar Rab Abba, Omar Shmuel, in Niseis leiseitze. That what? That this whole psul of get yoshan is dafke, you shouldn't give a get yoshan. But if it was given, and she got married, then leiseitze. So the whole psul is only, not to give it, but it was given, and she got married already, there's no psul of get yoshan. So now that we are shtikl bekiyim about get yoshan, we know that em niseis leiseitze. So now, the Gemara had said, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismach Olo B'Shas Hadchak. So Rashi says, what's the case of Shas Hadchak? Niseis. It was speaking about she got married already. Frek the Gemara, v'neiche shema piyas. The Gemara asked Akasha, neiche shema piyas. If v'omar eish lokish leich sharab shimin el lalta, v'o mekan v'adasara yomim loy. So the Gemara asked, you, Rabbi Yeshua, ben Levi, how could you be machshe the get? Let's be afraid, 10 days, shema piyas. And what's the chash of shema piyas? Shitas Rashi is, that's a get yoshon. So what's the kasha? Rashi says the case is speaking about that it was Niseis. We just learned of Ayin Tesam and Beis that Niseis, Leiseitse. So what's your problem? This kasha, Rabbi Kamegin asks, the Mamshik asks this kasha. This is just let's remain with this kasha and we'll go, maybe we'll come back to it eventually. Okay. Now, I'd like to learn the second Tosfos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. This is a Yesodos Dika Tosfos. But before we learn this Tosfos, we have to learn two Gemaras for sure, and maybe another Tosfos, and then we'll understand what's flying. Like this Tosfos had Gemaras in front of them, which if you don't see the Gemaras with your own eyes, you won't appreciate what Tosfos is speaking about. So let us first learn a Gemara Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Better, let's first see the last line of the last two lines of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Arei ze gitech Kozman she'ever mikeneged ponayich shloishim yay. He gave his wife a get. He said, the get will be chal if for 30 days I won't see you. That means, if for 30 days I won't see you, then the get will be chal. Hoya hoylechobo, hoylechobo. Every day came to her, good morning, and thus. So the Baal, nothing's doing. There's no get. But since he wasn't nisyachid imo, arei ze get. It's a get. So the Mishnah is a pella. There's a tnai. He's coming, every day he goes and says good morning to her. So how could it be a get? What's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a shvera Mishnah. So now let's see that I involve him at base. Now let's see, as soon as the Gemara, the lines get wide, Reze Gitach Kozman She'ever. Frek the Gemara, that will go away from her 30 days, he won't see you. Frek the Gemara, V'holai Ova, the Heilige Bo, every day he comes and says hello to. Now let's skip the line. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lilum Panecha Mamish, okay, just want to let's not go into the Pshat of Rav Huna. Miktoni arei zu migureshes. Does it say, did the Mishnah say arei ze migureshes? It didn't say arei ze migureshes. Arei ze get ktoni. It just said one thing. The Mishnah is a very innocent Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have a person that each day he gave his wife a get, and each day he comes and says good morning to heilachabo, heilachabo. So it seems there is a There's some sort of a connection between these two. Each day comes to visit her. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Areze get ktonid lehavi get yosha. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That we don't have to declare maybe he was misyached with her. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is saying, So what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean, Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan? So it means as follows, that Yichud, that means we have no right to assume that there was Yichud if we didn't witness it. But get Yoshon, that's how Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Shat in the Mishnah. A get yoshin is only if the get was written, gehasmet chveis, and then before it was given over, it was nisyachadima. That is a get yoshin that's possible. But if you just saw a, he said good morning and went in and took the mail out, whatever it is, so you didn't see any yichud, they're not secluded. So memela, so it's not as hareiz a get, so it's a kosher get. So it means even though this was occurring for 30 years, every day, if 30 days will pass by after the 30 years, and he doesn't say good morning to her for the next 30 days, she's geget. And this friendliness which occurred all 30 years was heilach abay lechabot, does not, that doesn't make it a get yosh. Harei ze get. That's a Rabbi Yechon and Lam Shach and the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, this Rashi, if you look on the left side of the Gemara, and the Meseiris Hashas, a line later says, Ksubis Tav Beis Amid Beis. Hareze get ktoni. Hareze get. The ein ha get nifsal, mishum get yoshan, hoyu v'lei nisyachid ima, l'chim mekayim t'noi lehevig yitim. When it'll be Mekayim that night, that's all what the Mishnah is saying. It's a kosher get. Get Yoshen, Koshen is Yachadima ben Ksivel and Nesina, Pasulur Rabbonon, Shem Shemba Yoyim Regito, Koydom Levno, Lekamon Barzayrik. So Memele, that is Pshat in the Mishnah. Frek the Gemore. No, Zek the Gemore. Tanya Kevosi Drabiech. We learned Aray Trabirchen, Aray Zagiter, Kozman Sheva Mineged Ponaev Shlo Yishim Yoy, Oye Oye Lachabo, Oye Lachabo, Oye Vnishachadim Aray Zaget, Olo Get Yoshon, Ein Choy Shishin. We're not Chay Shir, it spells it out, that what the Chiddish is. It spells out that the Chiddish is, Olo Get Yoshon, Ein Choy Shishin. Sherei Loi Nishachadim, we did not witness a Yichud, we don't have to, so Mamela, so it's not a Get Yoshon, so it's a Kosher again. Frag the Gemara, Veleichish Shema Pius. Let's be afraid of Pius. Now what does this mean? Sounds familiar, that's our sugya, Shema Pius. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shema Pius, Kshahoye Bo Etzlo, Pius Ktoto Shebineye. When he came, he made peace. V'nisyachedimo, so Rashi says the whole Megillah over him. Rashi says, he came every day. So maybe when he came, he was Mephayisar, and there was a Yichud. And afterwards, he's going to come and say that I was Mephayis. There'll be Ma'arer on the get. So Rashi seems to be saying, that we just said a minute ago, that it's a kosher, the Mishnah is saying it's a kosher get, and I don't have to be, it's not a get yoshin, because I didn't see yichud. So Rashi is saying one of the two. Either Rashi is saying, but why is it a kosher get? It's something to worry about. For 30 years he was coming into the house, leich Hashem appears. So I'm asking, he goofed, leich Hashem appears. Or else, the Rashi ends up, and we'll see Taisvis, maybe Rashi says another knech. Rashi ends up by saying that he's going to come and be ma'ara. Rashi says, "La'achas man osibal ma'ara va'omer piyasti." So could be Rashi is saying the Gemara's kasha now is not good. Could be there's no etzem chash of get yoshan. I didn't see any yichud, but since it was heilach above for 30 years. Al kaponim the zamokim, he'll be ma'arev. He's gonna give her a get, and after she gets the get, he's gonna say, no, he now has to get married with the get. I was mafayis you 25 years ago, and so memele so leiches shem opis. That's the Gemara's kash. Oma Rabbe Barav Hune Ochi Yama Ava Mori Mishmei Derav. Yeah, but the kikash, you're right. This Mishnah is speaking about that he said, Nemenis alai shalei bosi. That she's nema to say, I wasn't Mephias. She's nema to say, I wasn't Mephias. When the get was given, this was said, b'fnei Eidim, b'fnei Bezin, that this woman will have nemanis. Weiter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ike de masne lo amasnisen. Others learned the shakla v'taya and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma'achshav im leibosi mikan vad yud beis chedish u meistach yud beis chedish. A person gave a get, and he said, the get should be chal from now, if I won't come in the next 12 months. U meist beseich yud beis chedish, middle of the 12 months he died, so he's not come anymore. Harei ze get, so it's a get. The leichish shemo piyis. Frag the Gemara, why is it a get? Maybe he came, and he was Mephias, so it was a long period of time. Maybe he came as Mephias, and it was Neshachadima. Oma Rabbe Baravuna, Ochi Omri Abba Mori, Mishmei Darav, Boime Nemenes, Olai Loime, Sholei Bosi. That the Mishnah is speaking about, also Nekimte, that he said, she's Nemon to say, I gave her the Nemonus. Man the maslo mas nisen kosh ken abereis man the maslo abereis mas nisen olay os. So let us see Rashi. Va'ima b'shas atnai amenas ken ani meisulo shetehei nemen. I'm giving her the get now. The get was given her right now with this tnai. Im layever. And he may slow shetain a menis like him a eidim, kozman shetaymer shalei bosi v'nishachadeti upiyasti. That means if she'll say I never was miyachad with her, she has an amada. She's nemo. So memele, now this is very good. We heard the Lashon of Rashi before, he'll become in ma'ara. The most akasha, maybe since there's such a big span of time, let's be afraid. He's going to say, I was Mephias, and I was Mesiachid, and they'll make problems. So Moses says, you're right. He's speaking about that he gave on the monis, she is Nemon to be Mevara, if it was Bosi v'nishadati imo yes or no. He told this people, when the get was given, she's the one to be Mevara. So Memela, then it on to be Chayish, will come and be Mehara, he gave on the monis. That means if there's a shayla, if I was neshachet, not neshachet, she has nemanis. So Mamela, so it's good. So that's why it's a kosher. There's nothing but to worry about because I don't know if the kler, he might come and be ma'arer, he gave her nemanis. Now that's, yeah. Now others say this on the Mishnah. So if you say on the Mishnah that yechayish, shema piyes, the Mishnah was an innocent Mishnah. He gave her a get, and he said, him, Leibos, mikan v'yud beis chodesh, you should be get ma'arsha. Now, I have no inklings whatsoever that he came to Mesiachet with her. And if we ask on the Mishnah, Neiche Shem Apiyas, so you're asking Amir de Kekasha, that even though we are not aware of anything, we have to be Chaya Shem Apiyas. And on that you said at Teretz, that speaking about Yenekimta, that he said Nemon alai, that she's Nemon. So if we're afraid, a filo I have no inklings whatsoever, that he had come, there's also Chash Nechashem appears. Habadi was the Baraisi, he was coming in every day. The Baraisi says, Hilachabo. Zichad is a Kash Nechashem appears, and we'll have to say this Teretz. But if we say the Kash was asked on the Baraisi, so it could be only on the Baraisi where Chayish Nechashem appears, because the Baraisi is coming every day, so maybe there we should be Chayish appears. The Mishnah, we didn't see anything, we didn't know anything, could be Bechlai not Chai Hashem appears. And the Melech, so you won't have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about the Hemnei. That let us see Narashi in the Meinik. Koshkin Abarais, the Kivan Dechad Loi Bo Chai Shin and Shem appears, I didn't see him coming. He loved the Asni Bereshin, the Menes Alai. Koshkin Abarais, Shoyoy Lechubo. המסניס את המסך ושחריש ואין שבא בעיר, ושיוצ עליך השין השם הפיס, ואפילו להם נלאי מקור הבגד, תהול לא יעשה. This is one Gemara we should learn. Now there's another Gemara Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Now, let us see, on the Chav Tes Amud Beis is around some 13 lines from the bottom. Ten lines from the bottom. Ahu Gavre. This is on the Chav Tes Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Ahu gavre de shode lo gitele de visi. A person sent a get to his wife with a shliach. Omalei le shliach, he told the shliach, loiteis veinelo atlos in yoimim. You shouldn't give it to her till 30 days. Now, again, let's skip over to five lines from the bottom. The Leche Shem appears. Like the Gemara, let's be Chayish, that means he gave it to a Shliach. The Shliach should give it over in 30 days. And the Leche Shem appears, maybe in this 30-day period is Mephayisa. Milois, so the Gemara answers, Milois Nan, Ma'achshavim Leibosim, Mikangan Yud Beis Chayish. This is the Mishnah we just learned on the Fayimbovim in Beis. ומייס בסכית בשחוידה שרייזה גט, ובינה בו ונכי שם הפיס, בו מרב ורבון אוח ימר במור משמי דרד, בו אם נאמנס אולי לא ימר שלא יבוסי. So you have to say, speaking about that, said she's Nemon to say that he didn't come. Now let us just see Rashi over here. ולכש, שם הבו פעל אצלו בסרט שלושים, נסיח את דימו, ופיסו, ובור, והבי גט יושן. So get Yosha. So the Gemara says, "Oh, well, yes, that's Kasha on the Mishnah. Leiches Shem Apiyas, Besechid Beis Chodesh. Sheyesh Shuhus Arbe Love. That means the get will first be Chal in 12 months after pass by. Leiches Shem Apiyas, Besechid Beis Chodesh. Sheyesh Shuhus Arbe Love. Ve'ein Ze Doime L'Shus Rashi says." So it's a modern zach. He said, the Gemara is asking, if there's a large period of time, so I should be chayish, shemo, peace. In fact, Rashi, when every time a person sends a get, mimdines ayom l'eretz Yisrael, you also have a large period of time. Told the shliach that will come to Eretz Yisrael. The leichish, shemo, peace, besechid beis chaydish, sheshus habilovi. It doesn't give him as man till when he can give it over. So the Rashi says, the person sends a get, so he sent the shliach left yesterday already. Now, maybe I would go to be Mephayasa. So he thinks, why should I go? Some of the shliach came already, he left earlier. It's a big journey from Nisham to Israel. I'll go in vain. So Memele, when a person sends a shliach, he thinks it's too late to do anything. So Memele, he won't go. But here, in this case, that he's given a get, that him leibosi mikanda yud beis chodesh, so this, he has time. So Memele, he has leches shem apiyas. The same thing by the shliach that he gave. He gave the get. That was the case of Gav the Shalom Gitlo the Viso. Leiteis v'nelei at los in yoimim. Here's Achshash of Shleich Hashem appears. Hachi garsine, v'ma rabbe, v'im if neibezen, b'shor shemos l'shliach harei hi nemenes olai kemei eidim lo'ilom. Ima are loim, here again Rashi mentions zero. If I'm going to be ma'are loy meget yoshenu, if I'll say it's a get yoshen, hareini ma'amina loy mish loy bosu b'sechas manesla, even the mikore mehemno, since he said in the beginning, when he gave over the get, he said that she is ne'mon kikuf eidim, so loy mehem en la'are, she's not ne'mon anymore to be ma'are on the get, we zicher won't be ma'are on the get. Period. These are the gemaras we have to know before we see Taisvis. Now we can see Taisvis, and now hopefully we'll understand what Taisvis is saying. The second Taisvis, Shema Pius. Perish, now what, let's refresh our memories. What is our gemara? Our Gemara was that Reish Lakish had said that if a person wrote a get, was gechasmit 10 days later, so Reish Lakish says it's apostle a get because Shema Pius. We have to be chayish Shema Pius. Perish bekunteris. Now Rashi had said Shema nishyached imo, bahavi get yosha. That's pshat. We have to be chayish. There was a span of time from the Ksiba to the Gemar Sime. So we have to be afraid, maybe the Shacharim of Abba Get Yosha. The Ein Nira La Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that is not the Taich of Shema Pius. Why? The Besayif Perik Mishach, so this is the first Gemara we learned. Comma. It says that he gave her a get, and he said that im ever ponayir shleishim yom, if 30 days I won't see you, you should be geget. So it says uleget yoshan ein choishishin. So harei zeget hayilchabo harei zeget uleget yoshan ein choishishin. Sharei le nishachet imo, because he wasn't mishachet, so therefore not chayish for get yoshan. Maybe it was Mephayim. So Taisa said, I don't understand. I just told you, you're not Chayish for a get Yoshan, since we did not see Yichud. You don't dream Chaloim and say, maybe if we would see Yichud, we're Chayish. Maybe it was Boilov, so it's a get Yoshan. But if we didn't see Yichud, we're not Chayish. So what do you ask me, Veleich Hashem appears? So what do we see from this? What do we see from here? That Pius and Get Yoshen are two different things. That's Kasha number one. Rashi said Pius is Gematria Get Yoshen. It's Machayis, Shachman, comes to Get Yoshen. Taisha says, I have a Gemara that it seems Pius must have been Chayishishin to Get Yoshen, other than Nechashem or Pius. So it would seem Pius is on something else, not Get Yoshen. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Va'oit, the lama leila mifchach shema piyis, umishum get yosha, hosom de koi ahi da reze gitach kolz man she'evo mineget panayich shloishim yoy. Vim leibosi mikan bad yud beis chaydish, given dim bo beloishim yichud botol aget. Now let me explain Taisvah's second kasha. The Gemara and the Chayin Vavam at Beis brought down two cases, and in both cases we asked for Nefesh Shema Pius. Now let's go on the second case. The second case was a Mishneh. Arei ze gitoch im leibosi mikan vad yud beis chaydish. A person gave his wife a get. He says, if I won't come in a year, arei ze gitoch, so she should be geget. Frag the Gemara, v'neichesh shema pius. What does that mean? Let's elaborate. What's from this kasha? But maybe it's a 12-year period. Maybe he came, he was mishachad with her, he was boyulah, and he'll be a get yoshan. He'll be a get yoshan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Neichesh shema pius. Moses, oh, it's a good kasha. And Moses Nekimfit speaking about that. He was mam in the abba. It's a good kasha. Now, let's just stop for 1 minute. This whole shash, Shema Pius, what will be the problem? Well, it'll be a get yosha. And what's a get yosha? Well, the Rabbanan passed the get yosha. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, let's be afraid. That means we don't know of anything. We never saw him in the shtot. But you didn't see. Later in the way, Naraya, Neche Shema Pius. No, it should be a get yosha. If you're afraid he came, I have a stronger kasha test. If he came, so it's a possible get. The t'nai was im leibosi mikan vayud beis chidish. That was the t'nai. That was the agreement. So memele, if he did come, it's a possible get. So if you say there's such a chash, it means even though I didn't see him, leirino einarai, neiche shemo pias. Why do you have to talk about pias? Why do you have to talk about get yosha? Which is absurd darabonon, if he, that means after he came, he was Mephayisa, he was Meshachet with her, and he was Bayala, and then he'll be apostle get me the Rabbonah. Such a kashi you have to ask. Nechish. If you're just afraid that he came, even though we didn't see him, it's apostle get me not Torah. There was a t'nai. The t'nai was im leibosi. Im leibosi. That was the t'nai. And he came. So because of this, the Rabbeinu Tam is chilek on Rashi. When the Gemara says Nefesh Shem Pius, this has nothing to do with Kedyosh. Shem Pius is a new chash. So now we have to just figure out what that chash is. But Shem Pius does not mean Kedyosh. Tosfos had two rayas against Rashi. One ray is the Moses like Hashinul get Kimishlan Yisachim and Hashinul get Yosh and the Moses Nechashem appears, and the second is if the Kasha was on Mikan by Yud Beis Chodesh, if the Kasha is maybe he came, so don't talk about get Yosh and talk about it's apostle get Minatay. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Shema appears the Hoch, the Shema appears. Of our Gemara, which Leish Laki said that it was nichta b'yayim b'nechtam la'acha asor yomim yechoshish in shem b'piyis. So the Rabbi Netam says the piyis of our Gemara. V'reish peiri kol haget, that the Gemara by the case of Ahud shadagit l'devisu. Reitzeloima. The Gemara means something else. Shema Pius, maybe they made up, Ubito, and he was Mevatel the Get. Vomaget Shenasati Botel. And he was Mevatel the Get. Now, let me explain for 1 minute. There's two Mahalchim and Toisvis in Baflamet Beis Amet Beis. This Toisvis seems to hold like the second Mahalach in Toisvis, and that it is possible for a person to have a get chosom and to be mevatel the get. It means after the get was written, before it was given over, it's called a dibur v'osa dibur mevatel dibur. A person can be mevatel a get. Taisa says, Sakasha, you write a sefer Torah lishmo, so you'll say now, it's oi sefer Torah. He can do such a thing. About Kaponim, Taisa wants to say that by a get, there is such a concept that a get that was not given over, it could be mevatel the get. So memele, so let's go to the Gemara on Daf Chof Tesamet Beis. Hahu de shoda lo gita l'deviso. Person sent a get to his wife. Frag the Gemara, v'neichish shemo pias. What does that mean? Maybe he came to her. They were nespayas. We're not talking about nesyachadim, but they were nespayas. So it's a ribi kibetan. And he felt, oh, this is a shidduch. I'm a vatal the get. I mean, pias would be a after Pius, it would be a normal thing to be mevatel the get. You don't have to go and tear it up in 20 pieces. If you say get sebotel, it's a get. So that means he had written a get, he had made a shliach to give the get after 30 days. Moses says, but who knows what happened in the 30 days? Maybe he was nespayas with her and he was mevatel the get. So it's no get. It's something to think about. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's a very good kasha. It's talking about himne, that he believed. Abba al-Koponim, that is pshat in the kasha. He was mevatel the get and saposel get minatoyre. That's pshat in the kasha. He said the pious could bring about that, that it's saposel get minatoyre. Vayim ben etam deshem pious tohoche, bereish per kol haget, reitzaloyma shem pious ubitel. He was mevatel the get from a get shenasati botolu. Umayri hoche, that's the pious in daf chav tesamid beis. Umayri hoche, the nechish chayshish and shem pious in our gemara, sheomer lehem lachtein mikan adasore yomim. Our gemara is speaking about that he told his eidim to chasme from now, and he gave them a 10-day period. He told them to write now, v'him lechosme adasore yomim. Ubishas hachasime, when they chasmet, lehoya habal sham, the baal wasn't here, ulohochi chayshinon, shemo pies, ubitel shlichusam. Now here Tosus wants to say a different bitel. You don't have to say, the Gemara Davchav Tess, it's a mechudishtike bitel. You could be mevatel a get afterwards gechasmet, and that Tosus has pitbukim. And daf lamed beis amed beis. But our Gemara is go poshit. Our Gemara is that the Eidim didn't chasma at all. So memele, the first chasma in 10 days. V'leichish shem wapiyas, he is mevatel the shlichas Eidim. He doesn't want the teshirai to get from him, for him. Yeah. V'shasach sim lehoya baal shom, lochi chashin shem wapiyas, I'm afraid. That means when they chasmed, he wasn't around, so I have a rightful shas, shema piyas, ubitul shliyeh, lachashinen, shema piyas, ubitul shlichusam, v'shaloi midat echos. Avo, that's pshat the Gemara's kosher, not get yoshan, we're not chayish for get yoshan. The whole thing is that Rabbon, we're chayish for psul daraise. Pius could bring about either bitul aget or the bitul shlichus ha'edem achsumen. Avo, im acher asor yomim, and Tosus wants to say this, put on black and white. But, if after 10 days, we have yakash according to Reish Lakish, leichish shemo pius, means that what? That is mevatel the shlichus in our Gemara. So Tosus says, after 10 days, he'll tell them chasme, so be good. What's wrong? That means the whole shash we asked was maybe his mevatel the shlichus. So that's why it's possible. Chayshish in shem apiyas. Chayshish in shem apiyas. But Tosus says if after the 10 days he comes over to that, no, look, 10 days, he didn't chasme yet. Why didn't you chasme? So afilu, he was mevatel the shlichus before, and we're chayish for this, but now he's telling them to chasme again, so they could chasme. So Tosus, what Tosus is saying, yeah, we shloim midat echos, aber machas hayom im tzivulem lachdaim, kosher. It will be kosher. Why will it be kosher? Because he wants them now to write. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying there's no shash of get yosham. That's what Tosfos is saying. Eskel ben etam is saying. The whole shash of shem abitul shlichuso. But a shash of get yoshams b'chal narovial. If I don't see yichud, I don't be chayish for get yosham. Now just let's skip one line just to finish what the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Umiyu, just let's go a little further. Let's not get into this. There's a problem with Chayz Mekarish, but again, some ice. Umiyu, ahidim leibosi. Now the Gemara in Ayivovim at Beis brings another case. A Mishnah im leibosi, mikan va'at yud beis chodesh. It says, and Bumeis, she's Megereshes. There the Gemara says, also, Necha Shema Pius. Eini Rotsa Loimer Shema Pius of Botelas Aget Bedibo. Here we can't say the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. The Kivendom Omar Meyachshov, since he said, if I don't come in 12 months, it should be a get from now, im Leibosi, the it'll be a kosher get, because the get is chamayasha. Elan nispayis ubokoma. There the Gemara means shemen nispayis, and he came, and he was mavatal that night. Mitoich kach botal aget. So the Gemara's kasha on this Mishnah is not the same kasha. The kasha is really maybe the get became botal, but it became botal in different eifanim. In the case of when he sent the get to give it over 30 days, there it'll become bottle because he's mavatal the get. In the case of Shenech Hashem appears that he was mavatal the get. In the case of Im Leibosi Mikan Vayud Beis Chodesh, so the Gemara is asking, maybe it was Nispayis, and he came. And he came to be mavatal the Tnai. Then the mask appears on Mishum Shadeshin Nispayis Choyzoloi Ubo. That's why he came. That's the most kash. Umishani Boimer Nemenes Alai Loimer Shaloi Bosi Shefili Bosi Mitemish Loi Bosi Yeheget. So the Gemara answered that he said the Loi Bosi means what if she'll say Loi Bosi. Loi Bosi does not mean Be'etzim. Loi Bosi means if she'll say Loi Bosi, so then the get will be a get, and she's saying Loi Bosi.